news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Now that the articles of impeachment have been filed, setting in motion the third presidential impeachment in U.S. history, Democrats are moving full steam ahead. They're set to mark up the resolution Wednesday night, beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern, with plans for a vote in the Judiciary Committee on Thursday, and then on to the full House for a vote as early as Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. They'd then move on to funding and passing the USMCA, probably so impeachment isn't the last thing they do before leaving for the Christmas break, which could happen by next Friday night, December 20th. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday afternoon that his chamber will begin on impeachment and USMCA in January. Yeah, Democrats on Tuesday announced they'd reached a deal with the White House on a North American trade pact that would ostensibly strengthen labor laws, create auto manufacturing jobs, open up agricultural trade, and remove controversial protections for certain drugs. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, is a major legislative victory for Trump, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi cast it as a victory for the American worker. Regardless, both sides say it's an improvement over NAFTA. As for the man who's being impeached, he becomes more unhinged with each passing day. Donald Trump plans to sign an executive order on Wednesday that will effectively interpret Judaism as a race or nationality instead of a religion. Why, you ask? Well, they say it would allow the administration to withhold federal funding from colleges and universities if they fail to combat perceived anti-Semitism. So the president, who continues to use anti-Semitic tropes in his public comments, is trying to combat anti-Semitism by designating American Jews as a different nationality? So that means people like me are hyphenated Americans, not real Americans. This should scare and disturb you. Although Donald Trump still hasn't granted Ukraine President Zelensky a White House meeting, on Tuesday, he hosted Sergey Lavrov, Russia's foreign minister, in the Oval Office for an unprecedented second time. After the meeting, Trump said he warned Lavrov not to interfere in U.S. elections and urged a resolution to Moscow's conflict with Ukraine. But later in the day, Lavrov said that only Secretary of State Mike Pompeo raised the issue during their separate meeting at the State Department. So Trump lied again about Russia. Go figure. A federal judge in El Paso on Tuesday blocked the Trump administration's plan to pay for their border wall construction with $3.6 billion in military funds, ruling that the administration does not have the authority to divert money appropriated by Congress for a different purpose.
If it were up to me, away the guns.
Jersey City is still reeling after an hours-long standoff between armed suspects and law enforcement officers that left six people dead, three innocent bystanders, two suspects, and one police officer. Detective Joseph Seals, a 15-year veteran of the city's police department, who ironically was in charge of getting guns off the street, was killed. The shooting started around 12:30 at a cemetery, and gunfire could reportedly be heard for hours before authorities announced the suspects had been killed at a kosher supermarket. Although it's still unclear what led to the incident and how it unfolded, the mayor of Jersey City says the gunman targeted a kosher market. In Houston, Police Sergeant Christopher Brewster was killed in the line of duty while responding to a domestic violence call. On Monday, standing outside the medical examiner's office, Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo went off on Republican lawmakers for not taking action on gun violence.
We've got to get the Violence Against Women's Act acted upon. They need to get in a room. I don't want to hear about how much they support law enforcement. I don't want to hear how much they care about lives and the sanctity of lives. Yet, we all know in law enforcement that one of the biggest reasons that the Senate and Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn and Ted Cruz and others are not getting into a room and having a conference committee with the House and getting the Violence Against Women's Act is because the NRA doesn't like the fact that we want to take firearms out of the hands of boyfriends that abuse their girlfriends. And who killed our sergeant? A boyfriend abusing his girlfriend. So you're either here for women and children and our daughters and our sisters and our aunts, or you're here for the NRA. So I don't want to see their little smug faces about how much they care about law enforcement when I'm burying a sergeant, because they don't want to piss off the NRA. Make up your minds. Whose side are you on? Gun manufacturers, the gun lobby, or the children are getting gunned down in this country every single day. In our schools, in our theaters, in our colleges, on our streets, in our homes, in our businesses. Who are you coming to work for? And don't tell me, Senator, with all due respect, it's about the impeachment. Because you brag every day, you and Mitch McConnell, about getting judges confirmed. You brag about every piece of legislation you care about. Start caring about cops, children, and women, and everyday gun violence. And that will be the last thing I say this week, because the rest of this week is going to be about Christopher Brewster and his sacrifice, and the fact that his mom, his father, his wife, his sisters, his friends, and ultimately the community that he laid his life for, will be putting him to rest before Christmas because of the cowardice of the political people that we have in office.
Well, it's that time of the year again. Merriam-Webster Dictionary revealed their word of the year, they, used as a non-binary pronoun. And Time Magazine named their 2019 Person of the Year 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg. Good choice. I got the And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.